So in this school, we see that Jesus first presents us with himself and shows us how lovely he is. And then he begins to produce his nature within us. And this is where our true education begins. It's in the school of the Spirit that we learn that the mind of man at its best is altogether other than the mind of Christ. And the Holy Spirit's job is to see to it that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, as it tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, in order that we may love him with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. Loving him and his ways with our mind is a very special thing. Our mind is the powerhouse. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, Proverbs tells us. What we think and believe drives how we live. In the school of the Spirit, we learn to control our thoughts so that they dwell, stay and remain fixed on his goodness and kind intention towards us, no matter what is happening around us. We learn to seek him for himself, not what he can do for us. As our love matures, we are emptied of self and filled with him. We cease the refrain, "What about me?" and focus on the desires and aims of our bridegroom lover. Our whole worldview changes as we get our information not from the earth anymore, but from heaven. We become heavenly minded, making us a force for good on the earth. Jesus went about doing good. We begin to stay where we've been put, in Christ, and the things of the earth do grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We never recognise our own motives for doing and saying things until the Holy Spirit really gets working in us. Self, it appears, comes up all the time, and we discover our best intentions are defiled and our purest motives are unclean, because self is at the root. That old rebel is revealed in everything we say and do, until we say, as Jesus did to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," and we agree with Paul that in me, that is in my old self, dwells no good thing. We come to the place where we've seen and acknowledged that only the Christ in us is worth listening to. What a deliverance that is, to be free of the old man. Little wonder Paul says, "Reckon yourselves therefore dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Romans 6:11. Again, the blessed Holy Spirit is reinforcing Jesus is one thing and we're another. But we're not downhearted. We recognise we're a work in progress. We are saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. What extraordinarily good news that is, isn't it? We're not where we were, we're not where we're going to be, but we're on our way. Yahoo!